Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
San Francisco supervisor is proposing an IPO tax. Supervisor Gordon Marr is backing a measure for the November ballot that would tax money made when companies go public. The proposal follows the recent debuts of Bay Area-based companies Lyft and Pinterest and ahead of Uber's IPO, which is expected later this year. Phil, I remember talking to you a couple years ago about the tax breaks that the city of San Francisco gave companies to move into mid-market and the like, and now...
The Twitter tax giveaway, the Twitter tax break.
And now they're...
It's amazing. It was like in 2011, Mayor Ed Lee was here. We were trying to get out of the recession. And they were doing anything and everything to attract business, to attract construction. People don't even remember that. That was when we built the Oakland Airport Connector. Spent $500 million. Nobody even rides it anymore, but it was a job creation. In San Francisco, the big deal was getting the Warriors Arena built somewhere because the motto was jobs, jobs, jobs. Do anything to try to get jobs because we were hurting economically. The whole Bay Area was hurting economically. 11 years later, or... less than 10 years later, it's the complete reverse. Too many jobs, too much money, too much construction, and now they want to tax the money in order to try to make up for the fact that it's driving up the rents because we have too much money.
And that's the primary argument here, right? All of a sudden, an IPO creates instant gazillionaires, and they have all this money, and they're going to price the rest of us out of the housing market. That's the argument?
Or they're going to it's leading to the congestion streets, and
they're going to drive more now that they're gazillionaires?
I was going to use Uber that they're going to get a gazillion off of. I don't understand necessarily the economics of this. Most people I know don't. How companies that don't make profits yet are worth gazillions of dollars and they're going to be pumping it in there. But they do expect that if they're able to get the voters to go for this and even get it in front of the voters, that it could raise, you know, upwards of $30 million, $25 million a year. And by tapping these various offerings at the time. Now, the companies would always have the option of just pulling up stakes and moving across the county line to San Mateo, and they would be free of this because nobody else has this. But like I said, it was just a few years ago that they were scrambling to try to give people breaks, and now they're saying, well, we gave them a break, and it turned out to be a flood, and now we're all drowning in it, and we need money to try to bail out.
But voters just agreed this last go-round to tax the big cities in San Francisco to help the homeless.
Right, to the tune of $300 million a year. So it's not like it's this the first time, so people say, would this pass? There's a good shot it would pass if it gets on the ballot, but the only thing is that there are so many taxes going on the ballot now for various things, affordable housing, homeless, traffic congestions, that this might tip it over the top. But, I mean, it is amazing that, like I said, it went from jobs, jobs, jobs to, like, we've got too much.
Okay, so this is a proposal by a supervisor, Gordon Marr. Do you have a sense of the headcount?
I was making a phone call around it. It's a real populist issue. Tax the rich, tax the big guys, tax tech. I mean, tax rich. It's an easy sell. It's a tough one for somebody to say no to. So what the chances are, if this gets on, that the supervisors will say, okay, we'll put it on the ballot because they're not going to want to say no. That's one of the rules in politics. It's one thing to say yes, but if you say no at the wrong time, it can hurt you twice as much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.